As protesters and police clashed outside the Phoenix Convention Center last month during President Trump's rally, everyone could hear the helicopters flying above. But much higher in the air, something else was flying that not many knew was there, a Phoenix Police Department plane.
It's part of a larger aerial surveillance program that many Arizona and federal law enforcement agencies use and that most of us don't really know about. This show's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on this. So, Lauren, what did you find out?
So it turns out that Arizona law enforcement agencies use aircraft for everything from search and rescues to support officers on the ground to, of course, surveillance. The Arizona Republic's Jared McDonald Evoy dug into this more in a recent project for the paper, and he found there are some serious privacy concerns that haven't yet been addressed in this rapidly advancing arena.
Basically, what they do is they have a camera and they'll circle around an area that they have interest in and they'll see what's going on, gather intel, maybe follow a particular individual. But with the aircraft, they could be a lot more covert because with helicopters, you know, they're loud, they can only go up a certain amount of feet. So they're using it as a more covert way probably of monitoring the protests, and also because that particular plane has the same camera that Reaper drones have installed on it. So it has a really powerful zoom, and so it can get in a lot closer probably.
This sounds like it's more widespread than people probably realize. So what other law enforcement agencies here in the Valley are using this kind of aerial surveillance?
Well, the Department of Public Safety has 14 aircraft. They do have ones that are used for aerial surveillance. Mesa PD out in the East Valley have two fixed-wing airplanes and three helicopters. The helicopters are mainly used, you know, for criminal on the loose, but they do have those planes that they do for long-range surveillance of targets they may be investigating for, say, you know, illicit drug trade, things like that. Phoenix PD obviously has their aircraft. And MCSO. MCSO has some planes and some helicopters. They did admit that they will use them for aerial surveillance, but they mostly use theirs for, like, extradition of prisoners.
So when are these aircraft used? Is this only in kind of big events like that protest where they want to just keep an eye on everything, or is it more complicated than that?
It's a little more complicated than that, actually. So the helicopters they use every day. There's not a time of the day in Phoenix or in the Greater Valley where there isn't a helicopter. But the aircraft, those are used a little less, but they're still used pretty frequently. They're mainly used for law-enforcement investigations, following suspects of interest. But on occasion, they've been used for things that they use the helicopter for. For example, the Phoenix police have used their plane to follow a suspect who they believed was armed, who had stolen a U-Haul. And they were able to follow that suspect and pull their police back. And that allowed them to kind of sneak in because the person didn't see a helicopter following them or a car. But this aircraft was able to follow them from a great distance and a great height and not be seen.
So you mentioned a zoom on the cameras. So how sophisticated exactly is this technology? What can they see?
It's incredibly sophisticated. The cameras aren't just your normal everyday camera with like a zoom. They're also infrared, which means that they can see heat signatures. So imagine, you know, the movie's Predator, the Predator vision. That's basically what these cameras can do. And they can actually see through heat through signatures through walls. Supreme Court has ruled that that requires a warrant. And they can even see, you know, the footprint someone leaves behind or something like that. That's the kind of level of sophistication that these infrared cameras have and what they can see. And then the zoom ratio on them is about, on the one that's installed on the Phoenix PD plane, it's 120 times. So that means they could be doing an orbit about 17,000 feet, 10 miles away from their target, and still zoom in. And one pilot bragged to me that he could tell what kind of checkered pattern is on your shirt.
Wow. This isn't just local law enforcement, obviously. There are also federal agencies that are using this kind of surveillance.
Yeah, the FBI, they have a fleet of these one-engine fixed-wing planes that fly all over the country. They have them registered to fake companies, so you can't really track them down. Same with Customs and Border Patrol, DEA. And they're flying these pretty much daily and doing missions a lot of times. In regards to federal aircraft, the ones that are most frequent are your Customs and Border Patrol and DEA. And they do a lot of flights around the border regions and things like that, looking for drug traffickers.
So I want to talk a little bit about the privacy concerns here, because this sounds very, I guess, futuristic, kind of science fiction almost to me. This idea that there's like an eye in the sky watching you all the time. Are we being watched all the time? And what are some of the concerns that have been raised?
Yeah, there's a lot of different concerns when it comes to privacy in these aircraft, primarily in regards to what you're saying is the kind of the constant aerial surveillance. They're not doing that that we know of in the Greater Valley area, but in places like Baltimore, where they basically have aircraft up 24/7 recording every aspect of the city, and they can basically say if there's a crime that happens in the city, they can go back to that footage and rewind it and look through the footage and follow, say, a perp or a suspect or something.
Wow.
So it's almost kind of Minority Report-ish in a way.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, not just the cameras are the other concern a lot of people have. Customs and Border Patrol admitted to me that one of their undercover aircraft collects signals across the electromagnetic spectrum. Electromagnetic spectrum is a big place that includes X-rays, gamma rays, your cell phone, car radios, things like that. So it's pretty safe to assume that they're probably collecting data from cell phones, wireless communications, as well as radios. They say that they're using proper Fourth Amendment techniques and getting warrants, but without the proper oversight, it's kind of hard to really tell. So there's a lot of privacy concerns going on with aerial surveillance that hasn't really quite been addressed.
What did the law enforcement agencies here in the Valley say when you asked them about this kind of surveillance?
Mesa and Phoenix both told me that they have a lot of policies in place where if they gather video footage, you know, it has to be deleted after a certain amount of days, especially if there's any extraneous data that has to be purged. But they're still very kind of cagey when it comes to talking about it. They prefer to not use the word surveillance because they say it scares people. They say that they're balancing those concerns, but without a lot of proper oversight, it's really kind of hard to tell. The way they see it is they're trying to leverage letting the public know that we're thinking about your privacy concerns, but also not letting the bad guys know how we're doing this. And I think that's kind of the precarious edge that they've put themselves on, where they're trying to figure that out.
Sounds like at this point, law enforcement is basically saying to you, trust us.
Basically, that's it. I mean, even I reached out to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. They don't have any general guidelines for this. There's not really federal guidelines other than the federal guidelines for Fourth and First Amendment protections. So there's no real playbook for law enforcement when it comes to, you know, these are the best practices for conducting aerial surveillance. And I think that that problem is only going to get worse when we keep going down the road, because the technology is only going to get more and more and more and more advanced. So we're at a point, I think, right now where we need to start having these discussions about what are those best practices before we get to a point where maybe it's a little out of control and it's gotten to a point where people don't feel like they have privacy anymore.
Okay. Jared McDonald Evoy is a reporter with the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com. Jared, thanks so much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.